child is in danger.
Daddy!
I don't save people.
If you don't help, the devil will have a new form, one more powerful than he's ever known. And a shadow will fall upon the earth. Save the boy and lift your curse.
I've made a lot of mistakes, but Danny's the one good thing I ever did.
That being the case, we better make sure he doesn't turn out to be the Antichrist.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm one of the few critics out there who actually liked the first Ghost Rider movie, mainly because I hadn't read the comics and the character wasn't spoiled in the adaptation. But this new Ghost Rider loses a lot of the fun silliness from the first film for basic, crass, over-the-top stupidity found in the movies made by Mark Neveldine and Brian Taylor. In this sequel, Nicolas Cage returns as Johnny Blaze, a demonically possessed stunt rider whose face turns into a flaming skull when he must avenge evil. He's enlisted to help some monks find the potential Antichrist and keep the devil from fulfilling a prophecy. The action and effects of this movie isn't its problem. In fact, that's its most impressive features. But the disjointed script, nonsensical character development, and its lead actor going full Cage and cranking his bad acting well past 11 is where the movie falls apart. Had it been released straight to DVD, it might have been forgivable, but as a big release, it's a hot mess of a film. Ghost Rider: Spirit of Vengeance gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.